whispers of a destiny deep inside us. This beating heart like a drum, it will beat for you. This heart like a drum, it will beat. My soul sings for you. This beating heart.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see you all in here today. It's a good day to be in church, worshiping the Lord, getting in the Word. Amen? I'm going to be speaking in just a little bit on the last of the seven I Am statements that Jesus gave. Thank you, Oren, for reminding me. So the last one that we're going to cover today is Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so I just hope that all of us can be encouraged by the truth and the promises that are in that one simple statement. So I'm just going to open us with some prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other, and we'll keep going from there. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your grace and goodness to us all the time. Lord, even as the seasons change and winter's coming along, Lord, I just thank you that you're the God of the galaxy, the God of the universe, the God of the seasons, the God of West Michigan, my God, our God. And that you're in charge, Lord. I just thank you and praise you for that so much. Lord, I thank you for the family atmosphere that we have here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. We're brothers and sisters that are serving our Father. And it's all because of your goodness that you've poured out in our hearts. Would you help us as we worship you today, Lord? Would you make us strong in your joy? Would you help us as we get in your word? Would you bring life and fruitfulness as we hear the promises that's in your word? Would you help us with that today, Lord? And we just give you our hearts right now. It's the best thing we can give you. That's our hearts, and we give it all to you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Good morning, everybody. If we could find our seats and get our bulletins out, that would be great. So if you have your bulletins in front of you, you see on the top of the inside page, there's a deacon's meeting today at 12:15. The prayer meeting is tomorrow night, and Alex and Joy will be leading that one, so I'm excited for that. Alex and Joy, you might have noticed we're drumless today, and that would be because they both have to work today. So if we could just be praying for them and keep them lifted up, that they'd be blessed with a good day at work. You see the next thing there is a special meeting. On Wednesday, November 20th, we're going to have Chris Shire back with us just to bring an encouraging and uplifting message to kind of push us, cajole us, convince us, encourage us to push into God, to believe and expect for more from God on a personal level. Amen? I mean, that's where it's got to start. That's where it's got to finish. The next thing is attention all men. We're going to have a men's breakfast on November 30th. At 8 o'clock in the morning at Russ's right here in Wyoming on 28th Street by Byron Center. There's two Russ's. That's why I'm so specific with this one. It's not the one over in Granville. It's the one right here on 28th Street, just down from us, just a little bit. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock. So we'll have the freedom to invite, we've got the freedom to invite anybody you want. But we also have the freedom to order off the menu anything you'd like. And, of course, we're all going to be paying for our own meals. And I just want to encourage you right now to be praying for a guy that's in your life that you could invite to that. Because it'll be with your brothers here. And we have a good chance of encouraging them. But it won't be, quote unquote, in a church building. And so some people have had bad experiences in the past at church and with church people. So I think this is a great opportunity. That was an amen. I think this is a great opportunity for us just to try to connect with some people that maybe just need some encouragement, need someone to say, I see value in you, and can I pray for you? Just something simple like that. So that's a men's breakfast coming up on November 30th at 8 o'clock. That'll be good. And then, of course, all the life groups are right there listed, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturdays. Last night we met here. We had a great time. We operated in the prophetic. There was a picture. There was a couple of prophetic words brought. There was interpretation. It was really cool. I thought it was really awesome to see a group operate prophetically. So with that, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Amen. It's always good to give. Again, I just thank God for the giving spirit here in this church. I'm just humbled by it so often, by how much we like to honor our God by giving. So Heavenly Father, as we give back to you today, we just want to say thank you, God. And Lord, we thank you with our money because we're so blessed with financial stuff. But Lord, it's so much more than that. As we give, we just thank you for our salvation. We thank you for our loved ones that are sitting next to us, our loved ones that might not be here but are in our lives. Lord, we thank you for our homes. We thank you for full refrigerators. We thank you for our health. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. And so as we give back to you, Lord, it really is just such a little reminder to us of how much you've given to each one of us. Would you please multiply this, bless it, expand what we give to you today, Lord, so that your name would be glorified and that lives would be touched in real and measurable ways. Would you please do this? In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as the offering is taken up and the worship team comes up, I just want to point out a handout that's out in the foyer. Cindy Newman printed this up for us, and I just want to encourage you all just to grab one of these and put it somewhere, maybe fold it and put it in your Bible, or take it home and tape it to a mirror, but please put this somewhere where you're going to see it, where you're going to know where it is, especially when the enemy starts talking in your ear and starts saying, you'll never change, or you're not good enough, you're never amount to anything. When he starts telling those lies, because he tells us all those lies, you can grab this thing out. This will sound familiar to you. Last Sunday, I read these out loud, and I even asked us to say it after me. And some of us struggle with some of these things. Maybe you'll remember. I am who the Word says that I am, and I have a sound mind. I have great favor with God and man, and people love me. I'm a happy person, and I love life, and I enjoy every day. There's a few more promises, but I just want to encourage you. Just pick one of these things up. They're right there at the table as you walk out of here today, and just put it in your Bible. Because if you can say these things out loud to yourself and ask God to make them real to you, you'll see amazing things start to happen. Amen? Well, Lois, would you like to lead us in worship, please?
Will you all please stand? I want to tell you, we're going to be learning a new song today. It's the second one. It's called The Way. You may have heard it on the radio. But when I found out he was preaching on the way, the truth, and the life, I quick texted him back. I said, how about the song The Way by Pat Barrett? And I get this big, I mean, it was like immediate, absolutely, with all these little exclamation points. Well, then he says to me yesterday, he says, I was going to play that, right? He was going to play that today during this. So it's like, okay, that's a confirmation from God that we're on the right track. You know, he's always faithful. So we're going to start out with Wonderful, So Wonderful, Beautiful One. Got to look at my fingers here.
One more time.
Beautiful.
I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon.
Set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I am here with you. It's a new horizon. Are thankful so much for this new day. You give us new mercies every day.
Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much once again, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all that you're continuing to do for us, and even what you're going to do for us. Lord, my heart's just so full today of being surrounded by friends and family who all love you. As we come in and lift up our hearts to you, lift up our voices, lift up our hands, lift up our very lives, just to sing about you are worthy. You are the eternal one. We're the temporary ones. And Lord, we're all happy about that. We give you glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Is there anyone here that got an impression while we're worshiping? Just maybe a picture or something God showed you, or a verse, or a statement that you'd be willing to share with us?